Dad.
Let me at him.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, see? Oh, horse head, come on.
Come on in. I've got a fresh pot of Horglark.
Okay, no time to catch up. Would love to stay, but I cannot. Okay, bye-bye.
That's a shame. Next time.
Then go play.
Well, have fun out there. Knock them dead. Whatever it is you're doing.
Thanks, Dad.
Come on, Dad.
All right.
Bye, Horse Hat.
Come on, Horse Hat. Horse Hat, wave goodbye.
Bye,
Horse Hat.
Bye.
All right, buddy.
Dad, we can have the cookies.
Oh, you want cookies already? Well, let's start with the sandwich, and then maybe we'll have cookies.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, hi there.
Let's start with a slice.
Good run!
Why did you do that?
You're coming with me.
I don't want to go with you. Go away. Oh.
Well, sleep tight.
Hey, now, just wait a minute, mister.
Wait, actually, sorry. I do need you to fill this out before I go.
Oh, well, all right. Well, I do have a pen, but it's in my pants. In my lower half. You know, the one you cut off of me?
Okay, one sec.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
Okay, name is Dad. Age, 173 years young. Sex? Yes, please. It was just a... Yeah. Okay, sorry. What is this about?
You know what?
Ah, whoa, geez. Oh, wow. Two slices?
All right, just sorry, can you initial this part?
Oh, come on!
It is a time of great unease. The crew of the Bajarian Jade have finally made it home to their beloved quadrant. But something is different. Wrong. Whack! Now, our intrepid heroes must root out the bad vibes, master the three-sided coin of freshness, and face down foes like they've never imagined on their final Mission to Zix.
Any other surprises? Stowaways? Trapdoors?
Nope, you know me. I'm an open book. Honest as the day is dark.
What? Bargy, I think what Dara's getting at is we sort of keep finding reasons not to go to Muffalata Secundus, you know? We just need to get there. How's the flight path looking, Bargy? Good?
It's fine. Except, of course, today is my book club.
Your book club, Bargy, no.
Oh, it's book club day?
Can you do it remotely?
It's book club
day? No, I'm currently in the middle of it. Little Putt-Putt had something very interesting to say about the stars of... I didn't read it.
Bargy, you didn't read the book. You made us come all the way out here. You know, we're halfway across the galaxy.
Oh, come on. You know what book club is all about. It's like 5 minutes of book chat, but then we really get down to gossip for 5 hours.
Well, actually, I take the literature very seriously. So, when I read a book, I...
What's the goss?
I'm just curious. You know, obviously, I've been really good about not stalking my ex, but...
Yeah.
Who knows what he's been up to? Anyone? Seriously, if you could just all, start looking around right now.
Hey, crew, should we help out? Should we find out what's going on with...
AJ. Jaco, you need to look in a mirror, okay? Because this is not a good look on you.
Okay. Is there a way to turn off the speakers? Can we just... I'm fine with Bargy doing the book club. I wonder if we can have a moment of look.
Chatter gets...
I don't know why she has to pipe the external sound in here.
Part of it's on us. We should have known it was book club. That's on us, crew.
It's on us. In my calendar. AJ reads and AJ knows.
Yeah, we share cows.
Okay, all right.
Captain Dar, we have an incoming transmission from Dad.
Wow, really? put them through right away.
Yep. Absolutely.
Hey there, Dar. Good to see ya.
Dad, why are you... Are you in a hospital?
Well spotted, my dear. Yeah, I've been clinically dead for 2 weeks.
What? Dad, are you all right?
Well, I'm doing a heck of a lot better now. But, boy, someone really got my number and almost gave me a dirt nap, as they say.
Tell them that they buried you in 3 places.
Oh, Dad's visiting you in the hospital.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Feeling a lot better now.
Dad, I'm so relieved to hear that.
Okay, well, it's not all roses and sunshine over here because Horsehead is missing. Some sort of bounty hunter or something took Horsehead and chopped me to pieces.
Took Horsehead?
Oh my God, what?
Bonnie, I am so sorry.
Took Horsehead where?
Another good question. Well, he made me sign some forms before he left to sort of confirm that he had sliced me and that he was taking Horsehead, so...
What kind of psychopath makes you sign paperwork after they've cut you in half?
I think we're pretty obvious. It's gotta be Peter 1. Three. The most fearsome bounty hunter in the galaxy.
So is his name Peter 3 or Peter 1?
Well, his name used to be Peter 3, and now it's Peter 1. See, he had a son, and then because of the naming conventions of his bounty hunter guild, his son became Peter 3, and he became Peter 1.
Right.
Classic.
Well, if you're also informed, where's Horsehead, then?
Well, I don't know.
So I hope I haven't violated your trust, Dar, by losing your child.
But... Never, Dad. You just get better, and we'll get Horsehead.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting myself back right now. Boy, is this guy gonna get an earful once I do. Over and out.
To the fob room.
Sorry, what?
Oh.
To the fob room.
No, AJ, I don't think...
We gotta find Baby Ho-Ha. And there's only one way to find Baby Ho-Ha.
Am I the only one who forgot about the fob room?
As you certainly must remember.
No.
I created a fob room full of tracking fobs for everyone important to me and the rest of the crew.
AJ, why didn't we use this with Cor Balevor weeks ago?
Or why didn't we use it when we were stuck in the other galaxy?
Let's not reprimand AJ. Let us find Baby Ho-Ha.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, two things. No. I'll address these questions. Cor Balevor is not one somebody close to us.
Why are you setting up like it's a press conference?
Therefore, I would not assign Cor Balevor a fob.
Where do you get a podium and a microphone on this short of notice?
I think he's had those.
Your second question, the other galaxy.
Is that a stowaway whispering an answer into his ear?
Well, the other galaxy was kind of tricky because I think we were... In scientific terms, very far away, and so I don't think things would have worked there. So, I rest my case, Your Honor.
AJ, just find out where Baby Ho-Ha is.
Okay.
Mr. J will not be taking any more questions.
Okay.
Excuse me?
I'm a stowaway.
Okay,
Margie, this is one of the surprises I was asking about.
I made a stowaway my publicist. What's the big deal?
Okay.
Just weird.
Hey, can I just say the book club is listening in on this?
And we are loving it.
Okay. This is drama.
Drama.
Welcome to the fob room. The fobs usually work. The only thing that's a little bit weird is, Dar, your fob is saying that you're thousands of light years away from here, but that's impossible because you're right here. So,
I'm not under investigation right now. What we are trying to find is the child.
Yes, our child.
So, where is Horsehead's fob?
Here is the fob of the child.
Okay, what's it say?
Or bring up the star map?
The one where I have all where my exes live.
Probably not.
Here you go.
Wait, AJ, are you using a star map with the fob?
Watch as I just kind of shake the fob.
How does the fob know how to read a star map?
You don't have to answer this.
Get out of here.
No, I'll take it. I'll take this question.
Okay.
It's just a hollow projection of the galaxy. How would the fob know where you're pointing it?
The fob knows, Papa.
Okay.
Listen, I do not understand the technology. I just know
get
that
away
it works.
From the podium. Where is Horsehead?
Baby Ho-Ha is on that planet.
Ah, yes. Sand.
The plant's name is Sand?
Well, it's actually called Trevlock, but sand is sort of a colloquialism for it, because it's all desert.
All right, that's enough. Bargie, book club's over. We gotta go.
Yeah, Bargie, we got real close to Mofalata Secundus, but Horsehat's missing. We gotta figure out where they are.
Yeah, this is more important than saving the galaxy or book club.
I agree, which is why book club is coming with us.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Yay.
I am living for this.
Drinks water. Oh, an insectothopter. Hey! Hey, down here! Oh, sand. Hey! Hello?
What the? What the chuck is this dummy doing out here? This is flight pilot Riley Dunker reaching out on the emergency frequency.
Lone Hiker, can you hear me down there? Over.
Yes. Yeah, I hear you. I got turned around and I'm
running low on water. Over.
That's a copy. You know, you shouldn't be out in this area. This is worm territory.
You're gonna want to head back to town ASAP. Over.
Yeah, copy that.
Hey, is there any way I could get a ride with you back to town? Over.
Oof, what a dingus. Copy that. I'm afraid that's going to have to be a negative. I'm in the middle of a delivery right now, and it's getting cold. I make most of my money from tips, so I got to get moving.
But listen, if you follow my heading, it shouldn't take more than a couple hours. Just make sure you don't walk too loud. Unless, of course, you do see the worm, and then you're going to want to run.
What?
So, yeah. Good luck. Over and out.
No. Hold on. Please, no. Crap. This is a freaking nightmare. What's that? What was that? Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Oh, Chuck. Oh, shit. Oh, Chuck. Oh, no. Okay. I'll just be super quiet. Oh, crap. Oh, Chuck. Oh, crap. I bet it'll just go away. Oh, crap. Okay, I'll just run. Oh, this sucks. Okay. Oh, those rocks. I just gotta make to those rocks. All right. Okay, almost at the rocks. All right. Here we go, almost there. Almost to the rocks. Woo! I made it! Sorry, worm, not today. Whew. All right. Let's just wait for him to go. Good. That's good. What? even normal for worms to get that big. Maybe he just wanted to scare me. Oh, crap.
Sand is pretty apropos. Look at this place.
I am loving this sand. This is great for this frame.
Oh, look at that skitter.
Yeah, you can really move on this sand.
Oh.
Watch this.
Okay, no time for this kind of shit. First things first, we're gonna set up a perimeter.
Oh, okay.
See that pile of sand?
I guess so. One of them.
Okay. That's one point of the perimeter.
Jeez. AJ. Now we use the fob. Why would we need a perimeter? What's on the fob?
Of course we can use the fob, but it feels good to make a perimeter. I don't know what you want me to say.
What's the point of doing a perimeter? He could be on the other side of the planet. We have no idea.
Hey, you're grilling him, okay?
Yeah, get back on the ship, man.
And I'm here to just make sure there's a little buffer between the press
get
and my client.
Here.
We okay? just know, we know
hey,
the fob.
Mr. J, remember, pivot to message.
Okay, my family and I will not be taking further questions at this time.
Family?
Whatever. Let's just fan out and start searching, okay? You know, if AJ decides to use the fob, finally, he can let us know where to
great
go.
Great idea. Let's all move.
Hey, gang.
Peter 3. Peter 1.
You.
I've been looking for you.
You've been looking for us.
What?
Whoa, nice fob, man.
Yeah, Peter, I found you guys with a fob.
Told
Peter,
you.
What, you found us with a fob?
Every time.
Yeah, I have my own fob line.
Oh.
Wow, there's a lot of fobs out there.
Hey, man, can I take a peek at that fob?
Just you want to like, check out under the hood?
Yeah, a little bit.
Crack the hood of the fob, see how the sausage
yeah.
is made?
Yeah. Oh.
Peter 1. What is going on? Did you abduct Horse Hat?
Look, I did, but we're in a totally different situation right now. I was hired by Corb Alvor to abduct Horse Hat.
It's pronounced Balvor, but I mean, it makes sense. If you're reading it, you probably
yeah, I've never said it out loud before.
Okay, yeah, no, it's Balvor. Okay.
Yeah, the way we do it is Corb Alvor. Only
AJ does that.
Did he say why? I can't imagine. I've never heard of any reason why Kor would do this with the child. It's just
dark. Kor is evil. Who knows why he's doing any of this?
Right, but you know, there's some evil that's predictable, part of a plan even. But this feels kind of out of left field.
I never asked my clients why.
Peter 1, tell us everything.
Kor Balvor, he hired me to abduct Horse Hat. I'm supposed to return this little guy to him.
I don't want to.
And I just couldn't do it. So for the last couple weeks, we've been gallivanting around. I thought it was going to be cool, like bounty hunter stuff, but sort of ended up kind of being the handyman for Planet Sand.
Oh.
Yo, I see your van.
Yeah, I got my van parked out over there.
I see the ladders on top.
And so I'd love if you guys could take Horse Hat back. You know, then I could kind of get back on my way. But first, I do need your help with a few of my remaining tasks on my to-do list.
We definitely take Horse Hat. The first part of that is great.
How many tasks?
7 tasks. 2 of them are in the same neighborhood, so.
Seven. Okay.
I have a quick question. See the blue light on this fob? It's a blue blinking light instead of a red blinking light.
Yours have the red.
Yeah. Is that. What's that? Is that.
Blue's more dynamic.
Is it? I guess so. I mean, red. Yeah, I guess the blue does look a little better.
How is it that this planet that seemingly is just never-ending sand could have 7 tasks for you to complete?
Yeah.
Well, 7 tasks. I've already been working on the list. So it started with 19.
What?
Wow.
What have you had to do here?
Peter 1, why do you feel the need to accomplish all these tasks? You're the galaxy's most fearsome bounty hunter on the lam.
Sorry, I should clarify. I know there's been some confusion about what I go by. My current name is, of course, Three-Pete.
Okay.
Yeah. Three-Pete?
Three-Pete.
When I failed to deliver on the bounty on Horse Hat, I had to leave the Fab 3. And thus, I'm no longer eligible for a Fab 3 name.
Oh. Wow. So sorry.
You had to leave your own family?
I did.
Wow.
And as we all know, the Fab 3 was actually just you and your son, Peter 3.
Right.
Well, formerly it was you, your father, and your grandfather.
Correct.
Right.
But now it's just my son, Peter 2.
Okay, of course. Well, okay. As soon as you left the guild, he then became the patriarch.
Peter 2.
Peter 2, right.
Mm. Wow.
I'm 3-Pete. Or 3-Peter.
Wait, you're 3-Pete or 3-Peter?
To my friends.
Okay, all right.
Which one is more casual?
3-Peter is...
Whoa! That bot came right out of the ground!
It is me, Sandrabot.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Peter, thank you for bringing me the globe of Sandor. That is a task you have completed for me.
Just a ball of sand.
You're taking orders for a robot?
Yeah, this is Sandrabot. Yes.
Wait, to be clear, you're on a friendly level with this bot.
Absolutely.
She just called you 3-Peter, yeah, okay.
Well, during the course of my weeks here, we've gotten quite close.
Very close.
Actually, we're thinking about moving in together.
Wow. That honestly feels like it may be moving a little fast.
We're very compatible on many levels.
We like the same things.
Okay.
Wait, let's do a mind meld exercise.
Okay, so what you're saying, 3-Peter, is that sort of over the course of some of the first, I guess, 12 tasks, you realize that you sort of had feelings for a Sandrabot.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, can they do their mind meld? I would like to see this. Not to put your relationship to the test or anything. I'm just curious.
Sure, it's fine. We don't mind.
Of course.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Sand.
Okay.
Whoa.
Checks out.
Wow. They're in sync. There's no denying that.
Guys, listen, this is great, but 3-Peter, can you take us to Horse Hat? We're really worried about them. Are they okay?
I will take you to Horse Hat. Horse Hat is fine.
You swear?
I swear.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. Wait a second. Plek just called you 3-Peter. Are we on that level?
Yeah,
there's a lot coming at me, so I didn't have time to correct him. Plek, I prefer if you go and call me 3-Pete.
Yeah, fair enough, 3-Pete.
We were once described as your best friends, right?
Well, a lot has changed. I have a kid now, essentially, for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
my other kid.
Right, you got kicked out of the guild. I get it. It's been a busy couple weeks for all of us.
Well, I'm going to go. I'll see you later at the apartment showing.
Okay.
You guys are looking at an apartment?
Where?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Here? On this planet?
Yeah, are there structures above ground on sand? I mean, this is a pretty
sandy,
barren planet.
It's a nice neighborhood, the one we're looking at. Good schools.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I don't want to nitpick here, but you're looking at schools, but Horse Hat, again, is just you've only really had Horse Hat for a little... I mean, they're not really your child.
That's actually a good point. So, you know, when you talk to the realtor, Sandrabot, just make sure to mention that we're going to kind of deprioritize schools on the list.
Oh, right back down into the sand.
Is it Sand Robot or is it Sandra Bot? Oh, she's back. Wow. Oh, hello. I'm sorry.
This is Sandra Robot.
Sandra Robot.
Sandra Robot.
Okay.
And this is on the butt.
It wasn't either of the options you said, but...
Did you see the way she winked at Peter when she said that?
Oh, wow. And just, like, turned and then looked over her shoulder.
Which is weird because her butt is just sort of a corkscrew shape that allows her to burrow back into the... What?
Why are you talking about her butt?
No, sorry.
It's not. Yeah, I don't... No, none of us are... We're not.
Don't talk about her butt. You just met her.
Yeah, it's you're just, right.
You know, truly, not a lot has been going on in the love lives of the crew.
I mean, any
know?
Of us, really.
We definitely know some book club members who are single.
Yes, you do, okay?
Oh, yeah, they're still up there.
We're still watching.
Oh. Hey, guys, hey.
Yeah, the ships above us are
this
in
is Bargie's book club.
That sounds cool.
Make out.
Who?
Not sure who that was directed at. Look, we gotta get some of these tasks done. We don't have much time.
What are these tasks?
First one, it's gonna be tough. We gotta kill a worm.
Whoa. A sandworm?
On the planet Sand, you don't have to say sandworm.
Well, I know, but I'm saying for my crew,
just say worm.
Maybe used to non-sandworms.
It just saves time, because, you know, you don't have to add sand before every word, because technically,
sandworm. Yeah, it's all sandworm, yeah.
Sand house.
Yeah. 3P, listen, we sort of are on our way to fulfill a pretty big task of our own, and we... Oh, no. That was quick. It comes to us?
Whoa. Me and the worm have kind of been dancing around each other for a few days.
Wow.
All right. Let's take this worm out. How do we do that, 3P?
Well, see, obviously the problem with killing a sandworm is the size.
Yeah, it's way too small to find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's like, where is this guy, you know?
Where is it?
And also, the worm is really taunting you. It could just stay quiet and would be much harder to find, but it keeps popping up and telling you where it is. Yeah.
What is? This worm is really...
Oh, it's flexing its little muscles when it pops out, too. Like...
Oh, man.
Good idea, AJ.
Shooting wobbly? Thank you.
Yeah, watch it, AJ.
Come on, now.
Definitely not up.
Just gotta keep all my bases covered.
3P, how are you gonna kill a worm? The worm's like 3 inches long.
I don't know. Some kind of trap or, and maybe we could tell it it won a contest. See if that gets it to come out.
Does that work?
It's worked before for me.
Hmm.
Wait, did you say contest?
Yeah. Wow. You won a. What? You won a contest.
I did.
Yeah, you just gotta. You gotta come stand over here.
What?
Just under my foot.
I almost did it.
Oh, wow!
Wow!
Oh.
That was actually a lot easier than I thought it would be.
You've been working on this for a couple days?
Yeah, I was working on that one for 2 days.
Who's been with Horse Hat for 2 days?
Sandra Robot.
No, Sandra Robot was here.
Sandra Robot is extremely fast.
Well, you gotta remember, Horse Hat is, except for their speech, more or less fully grown, fully capable.
Yeah, that's kind of my parenting style. Look, Dar and Nermit, I don't mean to tell you how to parent, but in my weeks with Horse Hat as my kid, I found that kind of, you know, not doing the helicopter parenting thing has been really, really fertile in our relationship.
I mean, we did drop them on another planet, so.
Yeah. We're not, I mean,
okay, that's a good start.
Pretty hands off, you know.
Yeah, we almost never see Horse Hat.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Same.
We see them once, like, every 6 or 7 missions.
And just by the way, we made some dietary changes, so when you're doing feedings going forward, I'll leave you a note, but we made a few dietary changes.
You and Sandra Robot?
Yeah, me and Sandra Robot.
Hey, Papa.
Yeah?
You know, I know we talked to him a couple times, but this bounty hunter thing, I always think it's going to be a lot cooler than it is, you know? Like, I mean, is this what he's been doing? Just, like... odd jobs?
Yeah, and he's not even in the guild, so it's not like he's bogged down by paperwork. He can do whatever he wants, and he's still...
But also, I wanted to ask, is worm squashing a handyman task on this planet?
I guess so. We're also, it looks like sort of miles from the nearest settlement. I'm not sure how killing the worm way out here helps anyone.
Yeah, do you not remember how annoying the worm was?
Yeah, but it was way out here. Yeah, you gotta go 5 miles out of the woods just kill, like, one squirrel? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you would if that squirrel was annoying enough.
I just wouldn't come out to that part of the woods.
Now you're living your life on the squirrel's terms.
Wait, so are you guys ready to go to town?
This van only has 2 seats up front. Should the rest of us just kind of, like, rattle around in the back, or...
Yeah, you guys can make it work.
Sit in this little bin of washers.
Oh, yeah, don't mind that stuff. Don't mind that stuff back there. That's part of the tasks.
Why is there a Garfon?
I kind of do food deliveries as part of the... A lot of the tasks are food deliveries.
What percentage of the tasks are food delivery?
I guess all of them except for the worm one.
Wow, really?
Oh, boy. Wow.
So you're kind of just moonlighting as a food delivery person.
Yeah, kind of like a handyman.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's not a handyman, though.
Well, when you don't have food, it's pretty handy. I mean, when I swing by with it.
Yeah, okay. You got me there.
That's a good point. So, Threepeat, when you left the guild, that must have been really hard. What was the fallout from that?
Yeah, it's really hard. You have to take an exit exam, do an exit interview, which, of course, I had to do with the new senior guild member, my son.
Right.
Oh, no, that's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you fail the exit exam?
If you fail the exit exam, you become sort of president of the guild for another term.
Oh, wow.
So then you have to,
you're more in the guild if you fail.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Was this an in-person exit interview?
Yeah.
And you probably had to turn in your weapons, too, so the second the interview was over, you were unarmed.
That's right.
So you had the bounty. You refused to turn in the bounty, but then you brought the bounty to the other remaining guild member for your exit interview.
Yep, but there's protocols in the guild, so he's not able to take the bounty off you during the exit interview. As soon as the exit interview's done, different story.
Wow, so that must have made a very tense end of the interview, then.
Extremely tense. As soon as the interview's over, smoke bomb.
Cool.
So if you had to turn in your weapons, you basically had to time the throwing of that smoke bomb so that it left your hand this literally the exact moment that the interview was over.
Right.
So that then when it hit the ground, it was no longer in your possession.
I did. I considered it when I threw it to be the end of my, you know, term with the guild.
Sure. Threepeat, I really respect your decision to leave the guild for ethical reasons, but what are you doing here doing tasks? You could be doing anything.
Well, you know, I'm sorry that the life I've made with Sandra Robot is not good enough for you. I guess I should do something more, or I don't know. What are you trying to say?
So your decision to start doing tasks was purely motivated by your relationship with Sandra Robot?
Well, at first it was because Horse Hat was such a rod damn stinker, and
That's true.
Couldn't get enough of the kid.
Oh, wow. Good.
And then when we landed on this planet, I was supposed to make the delivery, and Sandra Robot popped up, and, you know, I never looked back.
But you kept Horse Hat. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because we thought it would be a nice trial run for if we ever want to have a kid.
Wow.
How would that? She's a robot, right?
AJ, I don't think we need to get into that really necessarily.
I don't understand your question.
Just want to put it on the record that I think if I had shot wildly enough, I would have hit that worm. Just want to say that.
It was that you weren't.
It was not wild enough.
Probably would have hit it. Just wanted to say that, but you know, no big deal.
On either side of it.
Kind of carved into this canyon here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's go find Horse Hat.
Right.
Go find Horse Hat?
Go to. What did I say?
You said find. You absolutely said find as if you needed to locate.
Okay, look, can I be honest? The last task on my list is find Horse Hat.
Who gave you that task?
Sandra Robot. We took him to the park and, you know, we were kind of doing the let Horse Hat be Horse Hat parenting thing. We turned around and they were gone.
Huh. Okay. Huh.
Wow.
I was too ashamed to admit it.
I just want to recap. You were the galaxy's most feared bounty hunter. You met a cute child and decided to renounce your guild, and then you immediately lost the child.
Yeah, it's been a tough month.
And to further recap, the child who was so important to you that you left your entire career and family behind ranked below killing a worm on your list of tasks.
Well, the task list is in chronological order of when they were assigned, so...
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're doing it in chronological.
AJ, where's the fob?
Both the fob say Horsehead is that way, but I have to admit, 3 feet's fob is blue.
Yeah, I think that's the only difference, AJ. I think they're pretty much the same.
Wait, the point is, 3Pete, you had a fob tracking horse hat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait.
Okay, look, my PR person can handle this.
No.
Okay, so here's the thing.
It's the 3Pete same guy? Didn't... Get out of here.
So just to recap, I had a fob, but I still wasn't able to find horse hat.
How the mighty have fallen. The Peter 3 turned Peter 1 that we used to know would have never sunk to this level of inefficiency.
Yeah. 3Pete, what happened to your obsession with order, your love of paperwork, your devotion to everything in triplicate?
I've got a new love.
Sandra Robot?
Sandra Robot. What can I say? She's all I think about. All day, every day.
This is all well and good. Love hearing about your undying love for Sandra Robot, but can we please go get horse hat?
Seconded.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Captain Dar.
AJ, fob the way.
You got it, boss.
He's your boss now?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't want to step on your toes. Looks like this fob is pointing at that abandoned warehouse that is carved into the canyon.
Norbit, cliff. Let's go.
Here we go. Carry me.
He still makes a running noise even when Dar is carrying him.
I run back and forth over the shoulders. This shoulder, that shoulder, that shoulder.
Transaction.
Could you turn on a light? It's really dark in here.
Yeah, I'm not standing by one. You just came in, so maybe there's fun.
Let's see a switch.
You check to your right or to your left.
This isn't my abandoned warehouse
that
I've taken.
It's not my abandoned warehouse either, so, you know, don't start throwing.
Oh.
Dark in here.
Dark?
Yeah, could we all find a light? We're trying to confront the sentient who has horse hat.
It's a pierce. They have come for the baby.
Who is that person?
Wait.
Are you near a light switch?
Oh, so you have come to complete the transaction.
What transaction?
No.
What are you talking
about?
I
have informed them. I'm afraid they are too late to participate in this transaction.
Yeah, this other character is repeatedly afraid that we're too late.
I'm not afraid. I believe what he is trying to say is that he is afraid you are too late to participate in the transaction.
That was clear! What isn't clear is what was the transaction? Where is my child and why is it so dark in here?
Well, bear in mind, this is an abandoned warehouse, so the electric company isn't going to, like, provide electricity for free.
Ah, okay.
Hey.
3Pete!
Finally!
Where have you been?
Jeez.
Are you gonna help? These monsters have taken your adoptive child.
Yeah, I wish I could help. I just feel like we might be too late to participate in the transaction.
Yes.
Transacting is a complicated profession. Don't you agree?
That's a fourth one! That's a fourth one!
Also, all of our voices are exactly the same, so you will never know who is who.
Yes, there is just a hair of deviation between each of our voices, so good luck. You'll never be able to determine
which...
Oh, no!
Oh. Oi!
Thank you, Nermit.
Well, this is embarrassing.
3P, do you know these people?
Yeah, these are some of the citizens of Sandtown.
I'm actually still waiting on a delivery of some Cine Sticks.
Okay, hold on. Let me just run out to the van. I got that. One sec.
Thank you.
Where is Horse Hat. Don't say you're afraid about missing a transaction. That doesn't mean anything, still.
I'm afraid you don't understand. The transaction is complete. We both tendered the payment that we agreed upon and then received the goods that we agreed.
So you did get your Cinna Sticks? So whose are these?
Wait, no, I did not get my Cinna Sticks.
But you just said you did get the transaction. Got the goods.
Transaction. This is a separate transaction.
So these are your Cinna Sticks?
Yes, thank you. Yes, these are mine. Sorry, everyone. I'm going to cut through here and take these.
Check that one off the list.
Oh, but they're quite cold.
I was kind of hoping we were going to get some free Cinna Sticks.
All right, I'm sick of this. I just want you to take us to Horse Hat right now.
As you can see, Horse Hat is quite safe. They are here in this laboratory recovering from a minor procedure.
All right, everybody. Block and load. Wait, hold on. Where's my blaster?
I'm afraid we lifted it off you in the dark.
Oh, man, lift it!
Everyone's had enough, right? Let's charge them.
I love this plan. Charge them. Let's do it.
I'm afraid you'll find that technique highly ineffective. You see, this is a sand planet.
Yeah.
Covered in sand, made of sand.
We knew that already.
Yes, but you are unaware of the many varieties.
I can't move my...
Guys.
Yeah, I'm still sinking.
Dory, I eat sand, so I'll just keep eating... Just keep eating.
No,
you're just still sinking.
Yeah, it's endless.
Even if
I just keep eating the sand around me, and it'll be fine, and then I'll eat the sand around you.
Tellurians drink water, but we can still drown in water.
I would advise you not to struggle, as the more you do, the deeper you sink into the sand.
Okay, everyone stop. Don't move. I stop moving and I'm not sinking.
Okay, guys, I fought and I'm down to my waist, so...
AJ, stop moving.
I'm fighting the sand.
No.
It looks you're at crossroads.
What?
Yeah, you must decide between moving and staying alive.
Oh, we're incapacitated, guys. Official.
Stakes established. Thanks, AJ.
Welcome, man.
Bargy! It's Plek. We're stuck in this quicksand. And we're surrounded by enemies. Horse Hat's unconscious. You gotta get down here.
Oh, Blood Club has become a disaster. The drama is up the tree, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
And worst of all, I'm really into the book now. I just read it.
No.
I don't know, just to prove to them that I could.
Bargy, please get down
the
here.
The ending of the book. Wow. I gotta think about this.
Hello?
Wow.
Oh, no. All right, everybody, just calm down. Surely there's a way for us to work this out, and we'll take Horse Hat and be on our way.
Impossible. You see, Dar, your child Horse Hat is extremely valuable to our client, for they gestated in the same bloodstream as the Beanacron.
Oh, wow.
The what now?
You know it as Beano.
It's Beano.
Oh, sure.
An ancient relic with unlimited power.
And so?
Gestation is a complicated profession. Don't you agree?
He's not really with us. He's here, but I wouldn't say he's like
not
one of us. He wasn't part of the transaction. He sort of showed up.
Okay, all right.
The point is, Dar, by virtue of sharing a bloodstream, Horse Hat has been imbued down to their very DNA with powerful properties.
Rich in space magic.
And our client will reward us mightily for delivering the child.
All right, fine. Well, who is this mysterious client of yours?
Ooh, out of nowhere, again.
Oh, wow.
Hello. Oh, hey.
I did not expect to see you here. How did you find this place?
The fobs.
Sandra Robot, what are you doing here?
Is this the apartment we were supposed to look at?
What?
This place is terrible. I would never want to live here.
It doesn't have much light.
Yeah, no. Peter, I absolutely wouldn't live here.
It's also a weird flow.
I am sorry, but this is not the apartment. This was all a ruse. The rumors are true. I, Sandrim Robot, am in fact the mastermind of the plan to kidnap Horus.
Sandra Robot.
As ordered by Kor Baelivor.
Wow. Kor Bael. It's actually Baelivor.
Baelivor. There's an E there.
No, yeah, but it's not. It's
you don't pronounce the E.
No, you don't pronounce it. No, you don't pronounce it.
Yes, she is our client, and then he is her client.
Okay.
Hold on. So we're not moving in together?
Oh.
You betray.
Okay.
Oh, sorry about that. Book cuff coming through my helmet comms. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you gotta turn that off, AJ.
Yeah.
Listen, I did not intend to fall in to vlog with you. That was not part of the plan. I was just here to get the horse hat. Because of the power of the Beanocron.
Yeah,
no. But I fell into the love so hard, so fast.
Oh, so that was real.
Sandra Robot, you don't have to say all this if you don't want. Everyone, we are grilling my client here.
Get out of here, man.
All of the tasks, I will admit, were a distraction. Peter, the worm is not that annoying, to be honest. It's only 3 inches long. Nobody noticed it.
Oh.
But I did not intend to distract with my feelings to fall in love.
Yeah, we get that part, Sandra Robot. We understand. Yeah, you made that clear. Yeah, you
well,
fell in love.
It's pretty important to me. I like hearing it, so maybe.
Okay, sure. But, yeah, fair, I mean, she did betray you. I mean, that still happened.
Well, yeah, but she does love me, so, you know, silver lining.
Is it? Hey, everyone. Sorry, I don't know what's going on in here, but I've been waiting for a food delivery.
Hey, buddy, I don't know. Take a second to read the room here. We're being held hostage, okay?
Can this wait?
No, my wings are hostage somewhere.
Oh,
but you came down here to get the wings? Why don't you just go to the place the wings are from and pick them up there?
I think you'll find that the exits are sealed. Oh, man. How'd I get in?
Well, the exits are sealed. The entrances remain as functional as they ever
chuck
were.
Me. Oh.
We're not going to shut you out.
I can't ever leave and I don't get my wings.
Yeah, and can you just still give me 5 stars? Because that's not my fault.
Sure.
Unfortunately, those 5 stars shall never reach their destination.
Hey, interfering with user feedback on an app? That's the last straw, man. You might have disarmed me, but you didn't. Disbutt me.
No, AJ.
I know I'm gonna sink more, but I'm going down shooting wildly.
AJ. No, stop moving!
You have shot me in the shoulder. It is very painful.
Ah, you have shot me in the little pinky finger.
You shot me in the appendixes.
Both? That's appendices.
The appendices.
I dropped my butt gun. It was too wet. Oh.
AJ.
How could this have happened?
Yeah, I wonder.
How dare you attack us? I will now summon the ultimate destruction. I will whistle for Bibby-Worm.
Oh, no.
What?
Bibby-Worm?
Yes, I'm afraid you've only experienced the small worms.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
And just to recap, this is a big sandworm. They're just not saying sand because they're from here.
Oh, no. Can you feel those minute vibrations coursing through the sand?
Sort of.
That's what they call wormlert on this planet.
Worm.
That.
Wormlert?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a portmanteau of worm and alert. It means...
Yeah. I thought it sounded familiar.
I think we've got less than 5 minutes before a giant sandworm shows up.
Oh,
right.
Wormlert.
Major, I know you're angry with me, but my feelings run deep, but I am conflicted.
To be honest, I'm not really sure how to respond.
Remember our passionate nights on the sands, planning her future.
Yeah.
30% of that was real.
30%. You know, I left my whole life, I left my code, I left my name behind for you. I do love you. Is there any chance we could still see that apartment, or what time is that scheduled for?
3 p.m. What are you doing?
Well, it's just really hard to see places. Like, the housing market is swamped here, so...
It's swamped right now. Prices go up and down.
Going down
They're
seems good.
They're all caves. They're all just caves carved into the side of a canyon.
I know, but if we make the first cash offer, like, then we're in a good position.
The only way I will see apartments with you is if you...
Oh.
Oh, my God.
She went down
and the robot just screwed down his head.
That's a real ultimatum. Yeah.
Wow, yes, of course. Of course I'll marry you.
A touching moment, to be sure.
My dearest Three Peach, I will burrow under this hand so I can lift you up and we can leave together.
Oh.
No.
Milo.
What, you guys are leaving?
What?
You snooze, Bueller.
We're not, none of us are snoozing.
And yet all of us are losing.
Well, anyway, good luck, guys. I'm sorry I couldn't help out, but we gotta go.
No, where are you going?
We have to go see the apartment because another couple was coming in right after us, and they're like super rich. So,
right up. Yeah. They're from out of town, and they have overseas cash.
Yeah.
Overseas?
Yes, I'm afraid your bounty hunter friend is at the mercy of a truly abusive real estate market.
Hey, man. Here's a fob.
Thanks.
You can always find us.
Don't do that!
Oh, wait. Yeah, no, I need that back. Sorry, man.
Oh, okay, here.
Sorry.
Can I get my... Let me get my blue one, though.
This is yours, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Cool.
Oh, no. I don't know if it's my Keck carapace, but I'm extremely sensitive to these vibrations. I'd estimate the worm is 2 minutes away.
Oh, no. Wormlert.
Oh... Dave Wormlert. I went to high school with Dave Wormlert.
Nervous. Yes. Stop.
Hmm?
Also, you're wiggling when you're saying that. You're sinking.
Oh, jeez. Oh, crikey. Ron.
Three-Pete, don't leave us like this. We're about to be killed.
I'm sorry. Tell Horsehat to keep their head up.
You guys gotta go now if you're gonna make that apartment.
Yeah, it's across town. It's like 10 hours.
Down.
Oh, and by the way, can you guys make the rest of my deliveries? There's like two orders.
Absolutely
there's like two Cinestics in there in the van.
Right. You get out of here. Okay.
Yeah, there's two orders, so, all right.
Okay.
Goodbye.
I don't feel all that. All right.
I'm afraid the worm's arrival is imminent. It shall devour all of you and return to the sand from whence it came. This is your final worm alert.
30 seconds, Plek.
Oh, no.
If I were you, my loins would be moist.
What?
You heard
what?
Her.
Gross.
We shall enjoy watching you perish.
If we're gonna go out, then I feel like there's a lot unsaid that needs to be said.
Really? Because I sort of feel like we've done this.
You've sort of been in this position a few times.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have something I need to confess to all of you.
Oh, well, okay.
Okay.
Is to know that now you must devour this ice-cold sinister.
I was never really part of this.
Oh, the worms sucked down all the quicksand. We're free. We're free.
All
we're
right.
Free.
Oh.
Did you miss me?
Darn, this is
I mean, I guess not, because you're... Wait...
Yeah, ironically, no.
What's happening?
Wait, Dar?
I mean, but how?
You are there, but you're also here. How are there two Dars?
Oh boy, have I got a yarn to spin for all of you. So, I was in Snookumsville on my way back to Bargee, and you'll never...
All right, nobody move.
Dar, you found my blaster.
You.
Whoa, hey, Dar.
Hey, let go of C-53.
All right.
Relax, okay?
Listen, nobody...
How dare you?
Nobody needs to get hurt. I just need to explain myself before anybody... Guess any crazy ideas?
Dar, we're talking crazy ideas. A pretty crazy idea is taking your friend and holding a blaster to their head, okay?
Here's the thing, C-53. I'm not your friend. I'm not your Dar.
Oh, that hurts my feelings, Dar. Oh, I see. Of course, this explains everything. The way you've been space sick every time we've gone to hyperspace, you grew that goatee, even though we all agreed that one time that it doesn't suit your face. You not knowing about the most basic crew stuff for the last few weeks.
Aren't you clever?
That's kind of my thing around here. If you...
Oh, that was an accident. You have to believe me. When I said I wasn't your friend and I wasn't your Dar, I mean, one of those things is true. I'm not actually your Dar, but I kind of started to think of all of you as friends. And I just needed to take C hostage because I needed you to listen to me because I tripped and the finger on the gun. And I mean, it was an accident. I mean, you have to believe me. I accidentally shot one of the crewmates.
Wait a minute. Wait 1 minute. Dar, what was your secret?
Credits and attributions droid commencing after a protocol. Plex Deck Center, Little Putt Putt, and the Client of Average Height were played by Alden Ford. C-53, the Drama Crazy Book Club member, and the Tall Client were played by Jeremy Bent. Dar, and Jaco were played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship, Sandra Robot, the Tiny Sandworm, and the Short Client were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Nerva Bundeloy, the PR Stowaway, and the Sentient Who Ordered Wings were played by Seth Lind. AJ, Old Dag, and the Client who's not really with the others were played by Winston Null. Insectoflapter pilot Riley Dunker and the guy eaten by the sandworm were played by Shane O'Connell. 3Pete was played by special guest Zach Cherry. Zach stars in Severance, premiering February 18th on Apple TV, and has appeared in many TV shows and movies, including Search Party, Spider-Man Homecoming, Succession, Duncanville, and more. Follow him on Twitter at ZachCherryGmail. And featuring Frank Garcia-Hale as Dad. This episode was edited by Seth Lind, sound design and mix, and original Sand Planet music by Shane O'Connell. Theme music composed by Brendan Ryan and performed by Thames Macedonian Symphonic Orchestra. Orchestra mixing by Danny Keith Taylor. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for Jerry and Jade by Eric Goitz. Audio hosting by Simplecast. Mission to Zix is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network.
Did your neighbor back into your car?
Bring that case to Judge Judy.
Think the mailman might be the real father?
Give that one to Judge Mathis.
But does your mom want you to flush her ashes down the toilet at Disney World when she passes away?
Now that's my jurisdiction. Welcome to the court of Judge John Hodgman, where the people are real, the disputes are real, and the stakes are often unusual.
If I got arrested for dumping your ashes in the Jungle Cruise, it would be an honor.
I don't want to be part of somebody getting a super yacht.
I don't know at what point you want to go into this, but we've had a worm bin before.
Available free right now at MaximumFun.org.
Judge John Hodgman, the court of last resort when your wife won't stop pretending to be a cat and knocking the clean laundry over.
Hey, kid. Your dad tell you about the time he broke Stephen Dorff's nose at the Kids' Choice Awards?
In Dead Pilot Society, scripts that were developed by studios and networks but were never produced are given the table reads they deserve.
When I was a kid, I had to spend my Christmas break filming a PSA about angel dust. So yeah, being a kid sucks sometimes.
Presented by Andrew Reich and Ben Blacker. Dead Pilot Society, twice a month on MaximumFun.org.
You know, the show you like, that hobo with the scarf who lives in a magic dumpster.
Doctor Who?
Yeah!
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.
Could you keep talking so I could just get closer to you?
Did someone say horse hat?
That's a robot.
Did they? Can't. Wait, Jeremy, say something?
Yes, I will continue to speak as Werner Herzog.
Yes, I am also here to help you.
No, I can't do this.
and maybe one Werner Herzog.
It does sound like Sandra Robot has betrayed them all.
Okay, I'll do like a jerk. Okay, I'll just try.
Okay.
Oh, it appears they have come for the baby.